We'll hear this amazing sound. The sound shatters the air, and there is also a mysterious clarity about it. It clears the air and clears the mind. The shofar is the ram's horn. In a place we identify with Temple Mount in Jerusalem, a ram was sacrificed instead of Isaac. And they say that very ram, the one that was sacrificed, had been born in the Garden of Eden in the first week of the world, and that it had survived the flood centuries later, and that it had waited for the birth of Isaac to fulfill its purpose. The ram's life had been longer than Methuselah's, and the ram was ready to move on. Well, I would gladly believe all that. But I'm sure of this. We honor the ram this morning. Please rise.
Bottom of page 136. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kedushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh.
It's a Jackson Jewish tradition to have four rounds of blasts, four, not three. We start with words of Maimonides the philosopher. Awake, you sleepers, from your sleep. Rouse yourselves, you slumberers, out of your slumber. Examine your deeds and turn to God in repentance. Remember your Creator, you who were caught up in the daily round, wasting your years in vain pursuits that neither profit nor save. Look closely at yourselves and prove your ways and your deeds, every one of you. Please rise.
They're ready? They're ready to go?
You're there. Tekiya. Shavorim Teruwa. Tekiya. Shavorim Teruwa. Tekiya. Tekiya. Shavorim Teruwa. Tekiya. Please be seated. First, we think of God's sovereignty, and we have a tradition to choose very short texts, little fragments, to help us picture what we need to. But the idea is to hear these things in the shofar blasts itself. So we think of the creative power and the sovereignty of God. God is the source of being. In the shofar, you hear the sounds of the world's creation. And it's the insurrection of being against nothingness. Or better, the shofar clears the mind for an instant so we can sense the oneness of God, the power of being, the birth of the world. We rise for the Elenu.
It's on page 150.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, l'teitur olal yotze bereshit, shalo asan k'ye harasot, v'lo samanu k'mishpachot adama. Shalos am chelkeinu kahel, v'goralenu kachol hamonam. V'nachnu koreim, u'mishtachavim u'modim. Lifne melech malchei hamlachim, hakadosh baruch. Ve'ne'emar v'haya Adonai le'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'hu b'yom ha'hu yehye Adonai echad u'shemo 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 echad.
Please be seated. The Torah proclaims, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The psalmist affirms, lift up your head, O gates. Lift yourself up, O ancient doors. Let the sovereign of glory enter. The master of legions is the sovereign of glory. The prophet declares, God is the first, and God is the last, and God is the only one. As it is written in the Torah, hear, O Israel, the Eternal our God, the Eternal is one. Please rise.
Shavuim Tuhua. Tekia. Tekia. Shavuim. Tekia.
Fatenu yerav lefanecha el ramalisa. Areshet sefatenu yerav lefanecha el ramalisa. Mevin umazin mabit umakshev lekol kol tekiya tekiya teinu utcha beberachmim berachmim uvratzon seder malchut.
And now we think of the divine memory. Please be seated. We think of the divine memory. Human memory, of course, is poor. Most of what happens in this hour will be forgotten in the next hour as if it had never happened. These very words I said in this place last year and the year before, and you probably don't remember having heard them, nor do I remember exactly how it felt to say them. But God remembers everything as it is. The deep reality of this moment is the same as God's memory of it. And this is what eternity means. See, Jewish history is very suspenseful. We've been in suspense for more than 3 millennia. Abraham was in suspense about Isaac on the mountain. Maybe the worst would happen, all those promises broken, and the Jewish people have long been in suspense. We're still in suspense about the outcome of our story, our history. But we listen to the shofar and hear in it the constancy of God. Divine reality stands by its word. God remembers what God promises. Please turn to page 144. The Torah proclaims, God heard the enslaved people's groaning and remembered the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The psalmist affirms, you remembered your covenant with us. In your great love, you comforted us. The prophet declares, I will remember the covenant I made with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish with you an everlasting covenant. As it is written in the Torah, I will remember the covenant with their ancestors whom I led out of Egypt in the sight of the nations to be their God. Please rise.
Tekiya. Shavorim Teruah. Tekiya, Shavorim, Tekiya, Tekiya.
Sifatenu yerav lefanecha el rambanisa. Areshet sifatenu yerav lefanecha el rambanisa. Mevinu mazin ma'abit makshiv nekol kol tekiya tekiyatenu utka beberachmim berachmim uvratzon. Seder zichronoteinu.
Please be seated. The tradition now is to meditate on the shofar itself and its sound, which is the sound of revelation. When God speaks, a channel for God's voice is opened by the shofar. That blast opens the channel. The blast isn't God's word, but it opens space for God's word. You hear the word beyond the blast. The Torah proclaims, as the third day dawned at Sinai, there was thunder and lightning, a dense cloud over the mountain, and a loud blast of the shofar. The people trembled. The psalmist affirms, God stands revealed amid acclamation, the Lord amid the sound of the shofar. The prophet declares, all who dwell on earth, who inhabit the world, When a banner is raised, take note. And when the shofar is sounded, take heed. As it is written, the Eternal will appear. God's arrow will flash like lightning. The Eternal God will cause the shofar to be sounded and stride forth with the storm winds of the south. Thus, O God, will you shield your people with peace. Please rise.
Tekiya. Shavorim Teruah. Gadola.
Areshet sefateinu hierav lefanecha erav anisa. Reshet sefateinu hierav lefanecha erav anisa. Mevin umazin mabit umakshev kol kol tekiya tekiya teinu utka bebebrachmim bebrachmim uvratzon sede shofro teinu.
Together on page 148, today is the world conceived. Today all humanity is judged. May the words on our lips be pleasing, O exalted God, who hearkens to the tekiah we sound today. O accept with favor the order of our shofarot, the praise of your ancient sounds, and the hope for those you will sound at the dawn of the age to come.